between August 2025 and February 2026, Stanbic customers stand a chance to win their share of over 460,000 kwacha in prizes. Instant cashback, monthly trolley dashes, and exciting rewards along the way. The ultimate grand prize is waiting. A family holiday worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky customer. So why do you cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
You're listening to Phoenix FM.
Watch it too.
Taking flight on air and online.
Main News Bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 spin in monthly prizes or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. President Hichilema forced to cut short his speech after crowd turns hostile in Chingola. Zamra suspends importation of polygel suspension. And in global news, US to boycott G20 in South Africa. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. President Hakainde Hichilema was this afternoon forced to cut short his address to marketeers at Chiwempala grounds in Chingola after some agitated residents began throwing stones during his speech. The president had begun assuring the traders that government would help address their challenges following a recent fire incident at the market. However, the situation turned unruly and some individuals in the crowd refused to cooperate, prompting the president's security detail to evacuate him from the scene. He was later taken to Levi Mwanawasa Stadium in Ndola, where he was officiating at the Kitwe football derby. No injuries have been reported following the disruption. Meanwhile, President Hichilema has donated 10 million kwacha to assist Chiwempala marketeers affected by the fire, reaffirming government's commitment to helping them recover their losses. The Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, has suspended the importation of polygel suspension and recalled batch number 4130002 and 4130519 manufactured by Gopadas Visram and Company Limited of India. According to a public notice, ZAMRA has instructed Sherina Pharmaceuticals Limited to suspend the importation of polygel suspension and urgently recall the affected batches. The recall is due to decantation and viscosity issues and significant deviation from the standards of good manufacturing practices by the manufacturer. The batches were found to be difficult to pour out from the container, making it difficult for the user to pour an accurate and uniform dose, posing a risk of inaccurate dosing, reducing efficacy, poor patient compliance, and potential product instability. A 35-year-old Zambian Wivius Sininza has been convicted and sentenced by the Isoka Magistrate Court to pay a fine of 100,000 kwacha or 9 months simple imprisonment for aiding 12 undocumented Ethiopians. Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka says Mr. Sininza was apprehended on 20th October 2025 after immigration officers in Isoka mounted a roadblock near Moiseni village following information that two vehicles suspected of carrying suspected illegal immigrants had evaded a security checkpoint in Nakonde. Mr. Nshinga says 14 undocumented Ethiopians, including a minor and his mother, were later discovered in a Toyota Fine Cargo which had been abandoned by Mr. Tsiminza following a chase and was apprehended soon after. He says that 12 of the 14 Ethiopians will appear in court soon for failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer upon entry, while arrangements to remove the mother and minor from the country have advanced. Meanwhile, Ms. Nshinga says that the immigration department has recorded significant enforcement outcomes between 5th and 6th November 2025, securing 71 convictions, 73 apprehensions, 35 removals, and 7 refusals of entry as a part of ongoing efforts to enhance internal security.
A 35-year-old Ugandan, Olivia Tsiminza, was on 5th November 2025 convicted and sentenced by the Super Magistrate Court to pay a fine of 100,000 kwacha or 9 months in imprisonment for aiding 12 undocumented Ethiopians. He was apprehended on 20th October 2025 after immigration officers in Sopa mounted a roadblock near Moiseni village, following information that two vehicles suspected of carrying suspected illegal immigrants had evaded the security checkpoint in Nakonde. 14 undocumented Ethiopians, including a minor and his mother, were later discovered in a Toyota Fine Cargo registration number AID1559, which had been abandoned by Tsiminza following a chase, who was apprehended soon after.
The University Teaching Hospital UTH Adult Hospital, in partnership with the Netherlands-based Eardrop Foundation, has successfully conducted 10 life-changing ear surgeries. In a statement, UTH Public Relations Officer Mwiza Mwia says during a 5-day surgical training camp held from 3rd to 7th November 2025, 6 specialist trainees took part, gaining hands-on experience in both temporal bone courses and live ear surgeries under expert ear, nose and throat and surgeons from the Eardrop Foundation. Ms. Mwia says the collaborative program is part of UTH's initiative to build local capacity in specialized surgical care, as well as the Eardrop Foundation's regional effort to enhance ear surgery skills across Southern Africa. She explains that the program aims to develop the expertise of specialist trainees and resident doctors through intensive hands-on training while reducing waiting times for patients requiring ear surgery. And head of the unit at UTH Adult Hospital, Dr. Alex Malambo, has described the camp as a significant milestone in the hospital's training and service delivery efforts, as it marks the first time Zambia has hosted the Eardrop Foundation's ear surgery training camp this year. Zesco Limited has donated assorted medical maternal items to Sande Village Rural Health Center in Chief Mavumba's chiefdom of Mansa District in Luapula Province as part of its corporate social investment program. Speaking during the handover ceremony, Zesco Board Chairperson Vixen Nkube has reaffirmed the utility company's commitment to supporting rural communities and strengthening the health sector. Mr. Kule has noted the importance of continued investment in community development and expressed concern over the facility's lack of power, saying it was his wish to see expectant mothers deliver in well-lit environments rather than under phone light. He says with the upcoming commissioning of the 50-megawatt Mansa solar plant expected before the end of the year, Sande Village Rural Health Center is projected to benefit from improved electricity access, enhancing its capacity to deliver quality healthcare services.
So yes, we present these to GCA first for the time being, they'll be very good. And I'm sure you have our phone numbers. You must have a contact person to Esco.
Yes.
Please, at any time, if there's some needs that agents do, get in touch with them. And if you have if they're not answering your problems, I'll tell them to give you my phone numbers.
And a registered nurse midwife, like Geisha